But you've been in the game for 25 years, you're a property millionaire.
The last 5, 6, 7 years, haven't done a lot. And then I joined the academy.
And what happened then?
My life changed.
You've tripled your income in property in the last 6 months?
Yeah, 100%.
That's insane though.
And it all started with a £1 event. Why couldn't I have met Samuel Leeds 10 years ago when he was starting out? My daughter's lovely. She went to university, she got a degree. But if I knew what I know now, I would have said to her 8 years old, when you're 18, I'm going to get you on the academy. You'll be a property millionaire by the time you're 20.
Yeah, I love that.
This is serious. Unplug yourself from the matrix and be financially independent. But you've got to have the education.
Property millionaire. Been in property now for how many years?
About 25 years.
25 years. You bought your first buy to let when I was 6 years old. So you've been in the game a lot longer than I have. You've got a nice big portfolio, lease options, rent to rent, your own buy to lets. You've built a house before with your brother and making a great income from property. So I wondered if it'd be okay if I could just pick your brain and pass the information down to maybe the next generation. And I know you've helped your kids as well. Your daughter's just become financially free.
And I
wanted to tease you the information from you through this interview. So firstly, thank you, brother, for coming to the house.
Oh, pleasure.
Where are you from?
Wolverhampton.
Same as me. Where are you buying houses?
So most of our properties are in Wolverhampton. My dad started in 1978 with student-let accommodations, HMOs, when there wasn't HMOs back then. So I kind of grew up around students and HMOs and saw all the regulations that came in later on. I think I was 16 or 15, GCSE time. Careers teachers came around, what do you want to do when you grow up? And, you know, my mates are saying accountants, solicitors, doctors. And I was like, I'm going to be a property developer. But at that time, you know, the education wasn't there. All I knew was you work, save money, buy a house.
Right.
That's it. That's the only strategy that was going. And whether you did a family buy-to-let or you did a HMO-type buy-to-let, there was only one buy-to-let. And HMOs kind of became a thing afterwards, once the government found out that you're making too much money.
Right. I wrote my first book.
Yeah.
And then they changed all the rules.
Did you let the secret out?
Yeah, I wrote Buy Low, Rent High in 2016, and I basically told everybody what I was doing in Wolverhampton, which is buying cheap houses for 100 grand, renting them out room by room, making a fortune, and then bang, Article 4 came in. What do you think, Billy, in terms of opportunity? You've been in the game longer than I have. You've seen the 2008 crash.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was when I came in.
The 1990s crash.
The 1990s crash, which I was too young to remember that because I was just a kid. Do you think now is a good time to get into property, or do you think it's kind of like the opportunities are gone now?
It's never too late. As long as you hold the property and you don't think of, like, I don't sell properties. I've never been into flipping because just my mentality has always been around holding and just wait for capital appreciation. So even if you pay 20 grand over the odds today, you know in 5, 10 years time, that's going to grow. Mm-hmm. There's going to be capital there for you to pull out. So it's never a wrong time to get into property. My daughter's getting into property now. My nephews are getting into property now. So yeah, never too late.
And back in the day, you used to buy properties the traditional way, which is whereby you'd save up money, you'd buy a buy-to-let house, you know, rent it out. Are you still doing that, or have you completely changed up your strategy now?
So we were doing that through the early 2000s. Then we kind of slowed down after the 2007 crash. A couple of priorities changed. My brother built a house, just a little two-bedroom house. So we kind of got the gist of how all that works. And then the last 5, 6, 7 years, haven't done a lot. And then I joined the academy.
And what happened then?
My life changed.
Talk to me about it.
Oh man, what do I say about the academy? I love the academy. Absolutely love it. I was born to be on the academy. And I say this to my daughter, I was like, why couldn't I have met Samuel Leeds 10 years ago when he was starting out? Because that's what I needed. I needed that education. I knew the basics, but rent to rents, serviced accommodation, getting a two-bedroom house, converting into a four-bed HMO, lease options. I didn't know deal packaging. I didn't know any of this stuff. And learning all this stuff was amazing from the academy. And then the networking you get, it's so powerful. I don't think I talk to anybody outside of the academy anymore. If somebody calls me and they're not in the academy, I'm like, yeah, I'll deal with them later on. Like, it's not important. But if somebody from the academy calls, I'm like, yeah, straight away, how can I help? Yeah. What can I do for you? Because you've created the academy, and that's the environment you've created for everybody to come in, and everyone's there to help each other out. That doesn't really happen in any other walk of life where people are sharing their trade secrets, their experiences, and like just your basic bits. I was talking to somebody in the academy just this morning about that they've got a one-bedroom flat in Bath. The landlord doesn't want them to put it on Airbnb. They're only allowing them to put it on Booking.com, you know, and just advising them of how to navigate that situation. And that was at 6 o'clock this morning. I was having that conversation. So, I mean, it doesn't happen anywhere else. So, like,
the thing is with you, Billy, is because you were already successful in property and you'd got a portfolio that you'd built up traditionally, you can appreciate more than anybody how awesome the academy is and the value and the training, because it's like you've been in the game for a long time, you know? Would it be fair to say that you've tripled your income in property, doubled the size of your portfolio in the last 6 months?
Yeah, 100%.
That's insane, though.
100%.
How can you double the amount of properties you've got and triple your income in 6 months when previously you've been in the game for 25 years? We call you on the academy, we call you the lease option king.
Lease option king.
Because you do just constantly, every week on the mastermind, you're like, just negotiated this lease option, just got the keys for this. Talk to me, why are you doing lease options?
Lease options, what an amazing strategy. I think everybody's after a lease option. It's like, it's the mythical creature. Everyone's after one. And I think it's difficult to go out hunting for one. I've just accidentally fallen across them. But when you say accidentally, because I'd had the training of the academy, I knew what to look out for, knew the signs, the distress signals from landlords or vendors, seeing what they needed at that time, and then offering that option as a last resort. And it's surprising how many of them take the deal.
What are you saying then? Let's start with who would be a good candidate for a lease option agreement, and what is a lease option agreement? What is it?
So the first one that I took over was a landlord. The flat was in negative equity.
What does that mean?
He bought it for 100,000 in 2005.
Yeah.
2007 crash happened. The prop never recovered.
Right.
Flats just don't recover as fast as houses do.
Right, exactly. So now his mortgage is a higher price than the value of his house.
Yeah, and the flat's still hovering at that 2008 price
right.
crash.
So if he sells it tomorrow for 100% of the current value,
yeah.
he's still going to have to pay off his mortgage and some. So he's completely got nothing in this house.
He's got nothing left in it.
Right.
And situations in his life, whatever happened, he just looking to offload.
Yeah.
Happened to be in the right place at the right time with the right knowledge, have the right conversation, give him the right answers. Picked up a lease option.
And what is a lease option?
Basically, take over his mortgage payments.
Yeah.
We take over the bills. We take over everything to do with the property. And we pay him in 7 years' time.
So basically, you've got an option to buy the house, but you fix the price now.
Fix the price now.
So what was the price that you fixed?
80,000.
So you can buy it for 80,000 at any time in the next 7 years. If you don't buy it, then after 7 years, the option restriction is lifted.
Yeah.
And what do you reckon is going to happen to the value of that in the next 8 years?
It'll go up to about 100,000.
It should do.
Yeah, I'll push the value up on that. Probably like in a couple of years' time, maybe update the kitchen a bit, update the bathroom a little bit.
And it might be that the property prices, I know at the moment property prices are falling right now, but it might be that in 7 years, it's doubled in value.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You don't. Because eventually, if house prices are going up and apartments are really cheap, sooner or later, the house prices automatically drag up the apartment prices.
And we had a big long conversation about apartments, didn't we, at the lease option boot camp?
Yeah.
About the prices of them and
how
they come in and out of fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
So how are you going to make money on this then? Because if you're taking over his mortgage and he's got a big fat mortgage and interest rates are really high,
He fixed the mortgage recently for £248.
Okay.
So that was a really good deal. I've given that lease option to my daughter to live in because she was previously living in a HMO.
Right.
So because she's helping me with the essays and she's working with me, you know, 6-7 days a week. So she's learning, earning and learning. So I've given the lease option apartment to her. She's moved in. We're going to rent out the second bedroom for £550. The bills are £250, say another couple of £100 for gas, electric, water, broadband. So that rental...
washes its face, doesn't it?
Yeah. House hack, I think they call it.
Yeah.
I think it's an American term. It's a house. So she basically lives there for free.
Yeah, house hacking.
Yeah.
So she's renting the property. She's renting it dirt cheap for £248 a month.
Yeah.
She's renting out one of the rooms. That's covering her. She's financially free almost.
She's financially free.
You know.
One deal.
Right.
Free.
And the house is going to go up in value and you're getting all the equity from
it. Yeah. So we're not making any monthly money off it, but she's now got a home, made her financially free. And now we're just concentrating on building up the rent-to-rent SA portfolio and the rent-to-rent HMO portfolio. We've just taken on a 6-bed HMO, which also comes with a lease option agreement. How that one came about, an accidental landlord doesn't want to really deal with HMO tenants. He's happy to offload it. He is a house builder by trade. So we went there to offer him a management agreement to take on the HMO. The conversation went on, would you consider selling it? Yes, he would. What's it worth? 235, I think he said. And I put my hand down and I said, I'll buy it, 235, if you're happy with that. And he went, you're not gonna negotiate the price? I said, no, I'll give you 235, but I'll pay you in 7 years.
Giving you the price you want, but I'm paying you on my terms.
Yeah.
But that's at the end of the lease anyway. If you're doing a 7-year lease in the meantime, if you're saying to him, look, I'll rent it from you for 7 years, and at the end I'll buy it.
Yeah, that's it.
How much rent are you paying him?
So we're still negotiating how we're going to structure it, because if we get it as a management, I've just got to pay him £1,000.
Right.
And I've got 6 rooms, all of them en suite.
So you'll be making a nice profit every month?
Yeah, minimum £1,000 a month profit on that. Minimum.
And then with that £1,000 a month profit, if you save that, at the end of the 7 years, use that as a deposit to buy the house.
That's it, yeah.
Free house.
Free house.
Why work hard and save for deposits when you can just agree to buy a house now and pay for it later and then pay for it out of the rent?
Yeah. It's such a powerful strategy. I mean, and again, without the academy, I wouldn't have learned.
And you've also sold a few deals.
Yeah, so deal sourcing is not really my strong point.
You're a passive deal sourcer.
Yeah, so like accidental deal sourcer.
But it's still paid for the academy.
Yes, it's paid for the academy. I think I've sold about 3 or 4 deals. And it was just deals that I personally didn't have the time to take on and convert to SAs. So it was like, okay, let's just package that, sell that on. And we've got that cash flow coming in just to tie us over. But yeah, rent to SA is where I'm kind of focusing at the moment.
A lot of people think that rent to rent is something that you do when you've got no money and you can't afford to buy houses, you're just getting started. But you've been in the game for 25 years, you're a property millionaire, you really understand the game, you've built houses. Why are you doing rent to rent?
Rent to rent is a good strategy, especially for my daughter coming into it, who doesn't have any money, who doesn't really have the same experiences as me. I help her to source the rent-to-rent property, teach her how to furnish it, how to get it all set up, Airbnb, Booking.com, all the platforms, channel managers, housekeepers, Ring doorbells, minute sensors, Hives. Teach her how to set it all up. She can now continue growing her rent-to-rent portfolio, which is going to give her that income where she can save that income to buy her first house.
Right.
To get her on the property ladder.
So your motivation for all of this is your kids, isn't it?
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went to university, she got a degree, but she was the child at 8 years old when we were getting her private tuition at home, and stuff just didn't sink into her head.
Yeah, like me.
It would literally go in this ear, and 2 minutes later, it's out, it's gone.
Mm.
And she'd stand there crying at 8 years old saying, "Dad, I just don't get it. I'm sorry, I just don't get it." And it used to break my heart. And I promised her at the age of 8, said, "I will get you to university. That's my job as a dad, get you to university." But if I knew what I know now about all these strategies, I would have said to her 8 years old, "Don't worry about it. When you're 18, I'm gonna get you on the academy. You'll be a property millionaire by the time you're 20. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, I love that.
But I didn't know that then.
Yeah.
And
it was so good meeting your daughter, though.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
The recent events. And she's got a great energy as well. She's very, you know, she's a great lass.
Yeah, she's lovely. She cracks me up. She's very much like me, like same kind of sense of humour. And I think when she first met you, it wasn't a handshake. She went straight in for a hug.
Yeah.
I was like, easy. That's Samuel Leeds, that is.
Yeah, no, she's a great person. And what are your family then sort of thinking about what you're doing and how you're changing the next generation?
Nobody knows I joined the academy.
You didn't tell anybody?
Nobody knows.
Why did you not tell anybody?
To stay away from negativity.
Yeah.
I didn't want any negativity around me. I knew what I was doing. I know these strategies work. And I just need the chance to get in the academy, learn them, implement them, then show, okay, this is what we're doing.
So this is it. This is the, we did it. I mean, but the fact that you made back your academy fee, which is what, like 12 grand?
Yeah.
From literally just selling a couple of deals that you didn't want. How can anyone argue with that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're out taking on properties, buying houses, you've doubled your portfolio, you've tripled your income in property, but also you found a few deals that didn't really quite work for you and you just said, "Oh, I'll pass them to another investor."
Yeah.
And I mean, how can you argue that? That's awesome.
Deal sourcing is so powerful. I mean, there's people on the academy who are just making a full-time career out of deal selling.
Oh yeah.
Turning over 25, 35 grand for a joke.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
Yeah, and you're talking a month right now, not a year. 25, 30 grand a month.
A month. And yeah. Like, people are doing jobs earning 20 grand a year. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is serious blue pill, unplug yourself from the matrix and be financially independent. But you've got to have the education.
Yeah. What's been one of the best moments for you over the last 6 months?
Setting my daughter up in the lease option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting her out of that HMO. Put her in, see the smile on her face. Just so she's got a place now she can call home.
Yeah.
She's the landlord of this lease option. Now going to have a tenant that she's responsible of looking after. She's got guests that she looks after. Not my job. It's her job to look after all that. My job is to come out and just enjoy the trappings of the academy, which is all the functions, the dinners, the networking events. I love that side of it. I still come to all the £1 events, which are local to me. Sometimes I'm crewing, sometimes I just turn up, say hello to everybody and the team, have a laugh and a joke with them. And they've become like family.
And that's kind of what you got to do there. You got to become part of the furniture because when you're constantly around people that are winning, it just rubs off on you, doesn't it? Who you hang around with is so important.
100%. And you say that all the time. And all through my life, even before joining the academy, all my friends are millionaires. Some are engineers. Some are in property. All sorts of different businesses, but they're all millionaires. I just levitate towards that.
Yeah.
That arena. And I think it was something my cousin might have said to me, who was a millionaire himself when I was 20 years old. Surround yourself with like-minded people.
Yeah.
So I've always surrounded myself with millionaires.
And you've been a massive asset to the academy as well. I know you've received a lot and it's been life-changing for you, but you've been a massive asset because you've taken a lot of people that are just sort of starting out under your wing.
Yeah.
And you've been a mentor to people as well as being mentored.
Yeah.
You know, yourself, which we're really, absolutely, really grateful for. What would you say the biggest key is to winning in property?
The freedom to make changes. And I think where I see myself in a couple of years from now would be doing more charitable stuff like what you do, whether it's in India or whether it's in Africa, giving back in some way, creating a legacy. I think that's a good way to say it.
Mm.
To create a legacy where even after you've died, you've left something where the world can remember you.
Yeah.
So like creating wells, supplying fresh water. My mom does some charity out in India. So maybe contribute more towards that, help her with that, where we sponsor orphans, pay for their education. My mom also does some charitable work where she takes brides from very poor families in India and pays for their wedding.
Wow. And it's so important as well, because when you get to, when you reach the top of the mountain, I'm not saying you've reached the top of the mountain, but when you become successful and money's kind of no object anymore, you're making more money than you can spend, sometimes it's easy to actually feel a bit depressed about it, because it's like, well, what now? Yeah, you can help your kids, which you've done, and you can help your family, but unless you're actually doing something that's fulfilling and you're moving somewhere and you're making the world a better place, I think it can be quite unfulfilling, because reality is, living in a nice house, having a nice car, it's great, but ultimately, unless you've got a reason why, a fulfilling purpose, I think you know, you're never going to have true contentment.
100%. Even before I joined the academy, I was kind of financially free at that point in my life. And it is just a really boring place to be.
What was the reason then? What was the motivation to join the academy when you were making a decent living, passive from property, property millionaire? Why join the academy?
It was a couple of things. One, I was bored. I hadn't really hit the peak of where I wanted to be.
Mm.
I was comfortable, but not at the next level where I always wanted to get. And then a couple of conversations with my daughter. In passing, she'd made a couple of comments about property, and we got chatting. I said, I didn't know you're interested in property. How did you know the answer to that? I haven't taught you that. And it was just her, as a child, being around me and her mum, talking about property, talking about business. So we started having a conversation. She's like, I want to learn about property. And then I thought, well, okay, now's a good time to join the academy. It's a new lease of life for me, because now I feel like a 21-year-old myself, running around, talking to agents, calling up agents that I knew from the past, getting some deals and getting essays set up, you know, working 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. I feel young again, rebuilding my relationship with my daughter. That's been amazing, because we had been estranged for a couple of years. So yeah, that was the reasons why I joined the academy.
And you're planning to send your daughter on the academy soon?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's awesome, bro. Also, if you want to come out, I'd love to invite you to come out to Uganda with us.
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to learn from you, get some direction. Because it's all, like I said, it's okay making the money. Then what? What are you going to do? There's only so many restaurants you can go to. There's only so many holidays you can have. There's only so many cars you can buy. There's got to be some meaning in your life. You've got to be giving back somewhere, something that's going to give you that fulfillment where you can sleep comfortably at night, knowing that you've put some good back out there.
What would you say to somebody that was thinking, because you know we run £1 courses.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sounds a bit too good to be true. People are like, oh, really? A course with Samuel in person for £1? What would you say to someone that was thinking about coming?
It's a no-brainer. It really, I mean, and you put so much into that £1 event. I mean, it's like a 7-8 hour event for £1. If you can't get up and book a ticket for £1, you deserve to be a failure in life. You deserve what you have. But if you're going to put the effort in, come and listen to someone who's a multimillionaire, who's doing everything, listen to him for 7 hours talk. And then if you want to go on further education, do it, invest in yourself. You will make it happen. But it's not a get rich quick scheme where you're going to get some knowledge and you're going to sit at home thinking, yeah, I'll be a millionaire soon. You've got to put it into practice. I'm working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just on the essays, but networking, helping out with academy members, having conversations, chasing agents and, you know, everything that goes. I live and breathe property. I always have done, which is why this is like a second lease of life to me. Yeah. And it all started with a £1 event.
Well, I appreciate your complimentary words, and it's been a pleasure working with you, and I look forward to continuing to do so. If you're watching at home, you heard what Billy said, I'll leave a link in the description. £1 on me. £1, come down, let's spend the day together, let's get you started. I'll leave a link in the description.